Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, January 4th, 2021, COVID-19 Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation, PEUC Program, January 2021. On December 27th, 2020, President Trump signed the $2.3 billion Consolidated Appropriations Act 2021, which includes the Coronavirus Response and Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act 2021. The act extended the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation PEUC program through March 14, 2021, or if benefits have not been exhausted through the week of April 5, 2021 at the latest. The U.S. Department of Labor announced on April 10, 2020, the publication of Unemployment Insurance Program Letter, UIPL 17-20, providing guidance to states for implementation of the PEUC program. The provision is contained in Section 2107 of the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, H.R. 748, enacted on March 27, 2020. Under the PEUC program, states can provide up to 13 weeks of federally funded benefits to qualified individuals who have exhausted all rights to regular compensation under state law or federal law with respect to a benefit year that ended on or after July 1, 2019, have no rights to regular compensation with respect to a week under any other state unemployment compensation law or federal unemployment compensation law, or to compensation under any other federal law, are not receiving compensation under the Unemployment Compensation Law of Canada, and can't work, are available to work, and are actively seeking work, although states must offer flexibility on, quote, actively seeking work, end quote, where there are COVID-19 impacts and constraints. According to the Iowa Department of Workforce Development, IWD, the PEUC program provides payments to a claimant in the same amount the claimant received for previous weeks. The first week this payment was payable was the week ending April 4, 2020. The IWD reports that a total of approximately $7.4 million in PEUC benefits have been paaid for the week ending December 19, 2020, and a total of approximately $172.8 million in PEUC benefits have been paid since May 27, 2020. The PEUC benefits described and unemployment benefits of any kind are not available to employees who quit their job, refuse to return to work, or refuse to receive full-time pay. Attempts to collect payments after quitting a job could be viewed as fraudulent and will be further investigated by the IWD. The CARES Act specifically provides for serious consequences for fraudulent cases, including fines, confinement, and an inability to receive future unemployment benefits until all fraudulent claims and fines have been repaid. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Eric Richardson, legislative analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-281-6767.